Today's reading begins in the book of Micah, chapter 4, verse 6. Micah chapter 4, verse 6. In that day, declares the Lord, I will assemble the lame and gather those who have been driven away and those whom I have afflicted. And the lame I will make the remnant, and those who were cast off a strong nation. And the Lord will reign over them in Mount Zion from this time forth and evermore. And you, O tower of the flock, hill of the daughter of Zion, to you shall it come, the former dominion shall come, kingship for the daughter of Jerusalem. Now why do you cry aloud? Is there no king in you? Has your counselor perished, that pain seized you like a woman in labor? Writhe and groan, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in labor, for now you shall go out from the city and dwell in the open country, you shall go to Babylon. There you shall be rescued, there the Lord will redeem you from the hands of your enemies. Now many nations are assembled against you, saying, Let her be defiled, and let our eyes gaze upon Zion. But they do not know the thoughts of the Lord, and they do not understand his plan, that he has gathered them as sheaves to the threshing floor. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, for I will make your horn iron, and I will make your hoofs bronze. You shall beat in pieces many peoples, and shall devote their gain to the Lord, their wealth to the Lord of the whole earth. Now muster your troops, O daughter of troops. Siege is laid against us. With a rod they strike the judge of Israel on the cheek. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, you are too little to be among the clans of Judah. From you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace. When the Assyrian comes into our land and treads in our places, then we will raise against him 7 shepherds and 8 princes of men. They shall shepherd the land of Assyria with the sword, and the land of Nimrod at its entrances. And he shall deliver us from the Assyrian when he comes into our land and treads within our border. Then the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many peoples like dew from the Lord, like showers on the grass, which delay not for a man, nor wait for the children of man. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the nations, in the midst of many peoples, like a lion among the beasts of the forest, like a young lion among the flocks of sheep, which, when it goes through, treads down and tears in pieces, and there is none to deliver. Your hand shall be lifted up over your adversaries, and all your enemies shall be cut off. And in that day, declares the Lord, I will cut off your horses from among you, and will destroy your chariots, and I will cut off the cities of your land, and throw down all your strongholds. And I will cut off sorceries from your hand, and you shall have no more tellers of fortunes. And I will cut off your carved images and your pillars from among you, and you shall bow down no more to the work of your hands. And I will root out your Asherah images from among you, and destroy your cities. And in anger and wrath I will execute vengeance on the nations that did not obey. So where we began, he again talks about this day, the day of the Lord, and resumes the imagery of the scattered flock. We saw this back in chapter 2 as well. He's describing this haggard position that his people are in, and begins talking about a remnant, this portion of Israel that would accept repentance and redemption. The Lord will reign over them. So he speaks of a future restoration, but in the meantime, there must also be this calamity and this exile. And amongst this calamity, he asks a question, is there no king? This may be an allusion to the captivity of Jehoiachin and Zedekiah, 2 Kings chapters 24 and 25. So just as birth pains must be endured, so this also must be endured. And he begins talking about the fact that many nations would be gathered against them. In chapter 5, he makes mention of this place, Bethlehem Ephrathah. And those two words mean house of bread and fruitfulness. They should signify an abundance or a fruitfulness or fertility. But he also states that they are too little to be among the clans of Judah. When they would divide up the tribes, they would also divide them down into clans, which were also called thousands. And so the little may be referring to they weren't even large enough to make a clan. Possibly referring to just fighting men, but it's unsure. But we also have within this the messianic reference. From you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from old, from ancient of days. In the second half of this chapter, again, there is the mention of the remnant. It would be like a dew, a refreshment. Again, talking about a restoration, either after a return from captivity or referencing the Messiah as well. So quick reading for today, and that concludes it, but think on these things, and as always, please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.